Free speech has always been central to the mission of a university. An academic's job is to consider new, even unpopular, ideas and challenge the old ones. But what happens when they uncover what appears to be wrongdoing in the halls of their own institution? For professors who've made the difficult decision to blow the whistle, following their conscience can come at a price.
My name is Philip Beverly. I'm an associate professor of political science at Chicago State University. I have been at Chicago State for 24 years. I teach courses in American politics, processes and institutions, and public policy.
Philip Beverly is the Chicago State professor who founded a faculty blog.
The primary reason for starting the CSU Faculty Voice blog was to have an outlet, one, for faculty to be able to speak, and two, to be sort of a watchdog of the university. It's important to be able to say to people in a hierarchy, you're not doing it the way that it needs to be done.
But Beverly says the blog's attempts to expose areas where CSU could improve soon made it a target for censorship by the administration.
The administration contacted us officially about the CSU Faculty Voice blog early November of 2013. The general counsel and the president of the university raised some questions/objection to the blog based on some notion about it being uncivil because there had been some embarrassing posts about some hiring practices, shall we say.
An affair was alleged to have occurred between President Watson and an employee of Chicago State. CSU's former chief financial officer, Glenn Meeks, alleged in a whistleblower lawsuit that President Watson fired him for reporting the affair. That employee, he claims, was promoted to a position for which she was not qualified because of her relationship with Watson. This allegation was among several issues Meeks sought to resolve, including pay bumps to administrative salaries and rising legal expenses for the school. Despite CSU's own whistleblower protection policy, Meeks was fired without cause. As these accusations came to light, the CSU Faculty Voice, led by Professor Beverly, was there, providing an unfiltered forum for professors.